We're talking today with Stefan Hoffman, who is a professor of psychology and the director of the Social Anxiety Program at the Center for Anxiety and Related Disorders at Boston University. The topic is new research in the treatment of social anxiety disorder. Dr. Hoffman, let's start by having you describe social anxiety disorder. Those people who have it know that it's much more than shyness, but for others, talk about how it affects people.
Sure. Social anxiety disorder is very prevalent, and it is an excessive fear of a number of social situations, primarily because people are concerned about being negatively evaluated by others. That includes situations such as fear of public speaking, introducing yourself to others, be going to a party, meeting new people, etc. There's obviously a range of social situations. If people fear most or all social situations, and this is difficult to define, but clinicians then assign a subtype called generalized subtype of social anxiety disorder. So it is a very severe disorder, despite the fact that we all know what it feels like to be shy and to be socially anxious. People with such severe forms of social anxiety, they live very isolated lives. They often choose careers they otherwise would not have chosen. They might not even have a partner in life. They might have very few friends. They often become depressed. Some might even become suicidal. Some revert to alcohol and other means to alleviate their problem. So it is a common but yet a relatively understudied and severe and interfering disorder.
So how has it usually been treated?
Mm-hmm. It has been treated with anxiolytic medication, primarily with paroxetine and phenacetine and MAOI, and with psychotherapy, primarily cognitive behavioral therapy. And this is probably the first line treatment for social anxiety disorder to date, is cognitive behavioral therapy and an SSRI.
Can you talk about how effective this treatment has been?
Yes. So the conventional forms of cognitive behavioral therapy leads to moderate effects. So around 50 to 65% of people will respond using conventional forms of cognitive behavioral therapy. This kind of treatment has been modified and improved, and we can achieve now response rates closer to 75, maybe even 80%. Similarly, with using medication intervention, paroxetine, for example, we often see 50-60% response rate. So clearly the glass is half full and is also half empty. We can treat people with social anxiety disorder, but a fair number of people still remain symptomatic and there's still a need for further improvement.
Your recent research has uncovered a novel application of D-cycloserine. Can you describe what that drug is and how it's used for social anxiety disorder? Well, let's talk first about how it is usually used, what the drug's usual application is, and then get into how it's treated.
D-cycloserine is a very old drug. It's an antibiotic that has been used for treating tuberculosis. And so it is a safe drug. For tuberculosis, you use fairly high dose of 500,000 milligrams a day over a prolonged period of time to treat the bacterial infection. For the purpose of treating anxiety disorders, you only administer a very small dose, about an hour or so before an exposure session. And the D-cycloserine acts not only as an antibiotic, but also acts in such a small dose as a cognitive enhancer. So cognitive enhancing properties have really nothing to do with the antibiotic properties. As a cognitive enhancer, it speeds up the learning, some of the learning that occurs in psychotherapy and cognitive behavior therapy, in particular the learning that occurs in exposure therapy. Now, we learned that through animal experiments, in the past people have discovered that giving D-cycloserine to animals facilitates what is known as extinction learning. Just briefly, you can train animals such as rats to fear a previously neutral stimulus such as a light or a tone if you pair light or tone repeatedly with a very unpleasant stimulus such as a shock. So now, if you now repeatedly present light or tone without presenting the shock, the animal eventually responds less and less to the tone and or the light with a startle response. Learning is called extinction learning, and this is very similar to what is happening in exposure therapy in humans. D-cycloserine speeds up this very process. It enhances the learning process that underlies extinction and exposure therapy.
Is this a standard treatment available to people, or if not, when do you expect that people might be able to be treated with D-cycloserine?
Well, there are a fairly large number of relatively small sample studies. They all point to, however, to a very promising result pattern. They're very promising results. However, we're still at a fairly early stage, and some other studies also might suggest that the story is not quite as coherent as one hopes. We therefore need large-scale randomized controlled trials to not only to replicate those small pilot studies, but also to examine whether there perhaps are subgroups of people who respond better to this particular intervention than others, and what are the predictors that we might identify that some people will respond to it and not others. We're also not quite clear about the optimal amount of dosing that we should give. So far we've been given primarily 50 milligrams, others have given 250 milligrams, much, much smaller dosing than is administered when it's used as a treatment for tuberculosis, but it's not quite clear what the best dosing is to achieve the best possible effect, and also the timing of the dosing is not quite worked out. So there are lots of issues that still need to be clarified.
Okay. So in addition to that research and those studies, what other research would you like to see in this area?
So I already mentioned quite a few. I think, how to predict and also clarifying the mechanism and why it works for some people and why not others, and also whether there are some disorders that are more responsive than others.
In addition to social anxiety.
Correct.
Disorder.
Yeah, and okay. We know that there's quite a bit of data has accumulated that showed that D-cycloserine also can be used for treating obsessive compulsive disorder, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. So there are a number of trials that suggest that it's a very promising intervention. I also think for the practitioner, it would be very meaningful and useful to know if we can administer this drug after a successful session, rather than needing to give it an hour before the session. So this requires studying whether or not this has to do with the timing of the dosing. But this is a very important detail that probably would significantly enhance the clinical relevance of the drug if we can give it after a successful exposure session rather than before.
That sounds good. Well, we'll stay tuned and keep our eye on the next application, the new studies about D-cycloserine and anti-anxiety disorders treatment. Thank you again, Dr. Hoffman.
Thank you.
This is Jean Kaplan-Tycho for ADAA.